Choosing the Right MTB episode number 5. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Lee. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, XCMTB, hardtail or full suspension. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. If you are looking for a horse that does laps all day long, eats downhill tracks and needs a lot of air and big punches, then the Enduro EMTB is just right for you. The long range allows riders to stay low on technical descents, while the powerful propulsion system, combined with the seat angle of the trail bike, allows riders to climb up and down trails effortlessly in one lap. If the trail versatility of your family is quieter, then the Hardtail Trail EMTB might be more suitable for you. If you're looking for a family, balanced leisurely riding to balance the family, and the ability to ride the odd XC trail when the opportunity arises, the Hardtail EMTB is worth considering. You can find more information about different mountain bike categories on XC Trail and Enduro Bikes or buy an e-mountain bike here at Bike Exchange. If you want to explore the extensive network of paths with more technical terrain, other bike guides could be a better tool. If you are riding in bike parks such as Killington, Snowmass or Whistler, you will need a bike with maximum suspension and flat geometry to cushion the airy jumps from the tabletop and keep you stable as you race through cobblestone-filled rock gardens. While conventional trail bikes offer 120 to 150 millimeters of travel, the EMTB trail bike blurs the line between trail bike and mountain bike by offering more travel and a wider range of suspension options. The mountain bike category also overlaps with trail and enduro bikes riding on backcountry trails and unknown terrain in the wilderness. Traditionally, park riders have opted for bikes such as the EMTB trail bike and the XC mountain bike, which are almost unbreakable and heavy. If you don't ride a World Cup race, most riders don't need a special bike to ride a descent. However, if it means driving more laps, it is lighter, with a wider range of suspension options and a lower weight. When it comes to rear suspension, mountain bikes have a single major differentiation point. So it's time to take a look at the differences between hardtail and full suspension on a mountain bike and see how this affects handling, performance and overall performance on the track. What do you think when you think about buying a mountain bike and can't decide whether to buy a hardtail or full suspension? Should you choose one of two options, a full suspension bike or an XCMTB hardtail bike? At the most basic level, the difference between a hardtail and a full suspension bike is that the latter has a rear shock absorber mounted on the rear wheel. As the name implies, hardtails have only one front fork and the rear fork on the bottom bracket. A full suspension platform makes it possible to tackle a wider variety of bikes, and there are undoubtedly hardtail versions that are more powerful than their full suspension counterparts. If you're looking for a good choice between hardtails and full suspension XCMTB bikes, check out our list of full suspension XC bikes for more information. The rear suspension is the most important differentiator when it comes to the mountain bike experience. Whether it's keeping the tires on the ground or cushioning the landing on the jump, there's no doubt that a full suspension bike will help you enjoy the number one thrill that most people enjoy, and that's the ability to enjoy it. The Sedona Mountain Bike Festival may be the new kid on the block, but founder Mike Rainey has a deep understanding of how the mountain bike world ticks. With its pivoting bearings, the hardtail will be a great alternative to a similarly equipped MTB. If you are looking for a full suspension bike with RockHox rear axle, White's 905 hardtails are around PS1.650, while the RockHox XC hardtail with its swivel bearing will set you back by PS2.650. Walking through the festival grounds, you see a line of 140mm forks that can shake you up, like the RockHox XC hardtail and the White 905 hardtail. Even some XC racers who still exist ride short, full suspension bikes, because they have become so light in recent years that there is no reason to set out. Frankly, a full suspension bike makes it possible to tackle more difficult trails and it doesn't have to be cleaned, which is rather annoying. There is a difference between faster and slower and a better balance between speed and comfort than a hardtail. There is no point in arguing that it is technically superior, because you can navigate any terrain with a hardtail. Both mountain bikes, hardtail and full suspension, are suitable for any terrain, including what is commonly referred to as trail or enduro. This is all for today, guys. My name is Lee and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Choosing the Right MTB and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.